Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in Revelation chapter 20, and let's begin with verse 7 again. We looked at 7 and 8 in the previous episode, but just to set the context a little bit, verse 7 says this: when the 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison. So again, that's speaking of the 1,000-year period when the Lord's going to rule and reign, 1,000-year period where Satan will be chained and locked away in the bottomless pit. I assume that when you're locked in a bottomless pit, you can't escape. I assume when you're in a bottomless pit that you're falling constantly. Okay? So he's going to be released from that prison. Then, verse 8, and he will come out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. And that four corners is the idea to the extremities of the earth, to the extremities of the earth. Gog and Magog are mentioned in Ezekiel, 38th, 39th chapter of Ezekiel, of the nations that come against the Lord. So he's going to deceive these nations. He's going to deceive the nations to the corners of the earth, to the extent, to the extremities of the earth. Then this, he's going to deceive them to gather them together for the war. Yes, T-H-E, the war, the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. So the number of the nation is obviously a large number, a vast number of nations that will be gathered together and deceived by Satan. Now, verse 9. And they come up on the broad plain of the earth. The they being who? These nations. And it comes up on literally the breadth of the earth. They come up on the broad plain of the earth and surround the camp of the saints and the beloved city. So let me stop there. So Satan's going to come. He's going to deceive all the nations. It's at the end of the 1,000-year reign, the Lord is still ruling and reigning. Satan's released. He deceives the nations. The nations gather together upon the broad plain of the earth. They surround the camp of the saints, of the holy ones. There's going to be saints upon the earth at this time who do not buy into the deception of the enemy, who do not buy into what the nations are doing. These nations are going to come, they're going to surround them, and they're going to surround the beloved city. Well, what's the beloved city? Well, you probably immediately think Jerusalem, and I think you're correct. It's actually an allusion to Psalm 87, verse 2, that says, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. So they're going to surround the saints, and they're going to surround the beloved city. What's going to happen? Last part of verse 9. And fire came down from heaven and devoured them. Fire literally just comes down from heaven and devours those that have surrounded the saints and the beloved city. They don't have to fight. They don't have to do anything. It's going to look bad because they're what? They're surrounded. Anytime you're surrounded by something, you're immediately thinking, okay, we're in trouble right now. But fire from heaven will come and devour them. Then, verse 10, this will be our last verse for the day. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. So this is the same one that was locked away, right? We saw him earlier, remember? The dragon, serpent of old, the devil, Satan. He went thrown in the abyss. He's sealed up. He's locked away. He comes out now. He's defeated. Fire comes down from heaven, devours the nations. The devil who deceived them, the nations, was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Remember, we've already saw where the beast and the false prophet were thrown into the lake of fire alive. Remember how that was described that way? Well, here, the devil himself joins them and is thrown in the lake of fire and will be tormented day and night, forever. Another little hint about stuff. I've mentioned it before, but in times past, I used to think that heaven, eternity, new heavens, new earth, everything that we're going to experience then was outside of time, without time. And I was wrong. Because you see all sorts of little hints, right? Here's one of them. They're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. Well, day and night is a timing element. Okay? You also see the same thing. We'll see pretty shortly here in Revelation, I believe, with the tree of life on both sides of the river flowing from the throne of God and how it gives its fruit every month. Well, month is a what? Yeah, it's a timing element, a timing thing that's involved right there. And so here we have the devil, the beast, and the false prophet thrown into the lake of fire. They will be tormented day, night, forever and ever. Very much a picture, without ceasing, without letting up. I would not be surprised if it would be with a constant increase of intensity. Who knows? But I do know that they'll be tormented day and night, forever, forever. Well, I tell you what, we're going to stop right there. The next verse is the balance of this chapter. Go to another scene, another thing where John says, "Then I saw," and I don't want to get started on that and stop halfway, so we'll do it next time, okay? Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.